There is nothing worse than being in a bathroom without your phone. Absolutely nothing worse, dude. Welcome back to $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. But good Lord, I'm at home. And every time I go to the bathroom, I always forget my phone. I always forget my phone, dude. Even if I'm just going in there to urinate, all right? I still just sit down because, like, the bathroom to me, it's like a place of solace. You know what I mean? It's where I feel the most at peace. So even if I just gotta go urinate, I'll still just sit down and just relax and just sit there for a bit, dude. But then I get bored. I'm like, man, I forgot my phone. Oh my God, how could I forget my phone? What in the world? So now I'm just sitting there. I don't want to get up because I'm so relaxed. And now I'm just like reading the back of shampoo bottles, reading the back of soap bottles and whatnot, dude, counting how many tiles are on the floor or whatever, dude. It's like, I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how I survived going to the bathroom without a phone for as long as I did. It is the most boring experience ever. I sit on that toilet until my legs start to go numb. When you feel that tingling pain in your legs, dude, that's how long I sit there. I sit there for that long. And I'm just there, just like got my hands on my hips. And I'm just like, man, I don't even know what to do, man. I don't want to get up. I've read the bottles of these shampoo thingies like three times over. What do I got to do? What do, dude? I start to rummage through the counters. I start to rummage through them, see what's in there, see what I forgot about. Whoa, shampoo bottle. I'll take that. No, don't mind if I do. Whoa. Good Lord, dude. Is that fiber stuff I put back there 5 months ago finally showing itself? I forgot about that stuff, dude. I'm gonna push that even farther back. Get that nonsense out of my sight. But it's like, I don't know why I keep forgetting my phone, dude. I keep forgetting it. Every time I go to the bathroom, I forget my phone and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay, next time I'll get my phone. Next time I'll get my phone. And I keep forgetting over and over again. And when it gets really bad, when I'm in there and I know I'm in for a long ride, I gotta yell. I'm yelling to my sister, please get my phone from my room. I sound like a banshee, dude. It's the worst when it's like at 3 a.m. I wake up in the middle of the night. I got some stomach pains. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But it's like 3 a.m. I just woke up from a deep sleep, dude. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my phone. So I got some options. I can either, one, crab walk my way back to my room and crab walk my way back to that bathroom and I hope I don't drip anything on the floor. or I hope my sister is still up and softly call out to her, telling her to go in my room and get my phone for me at 3 in the morning. Or I just sort of sit there and just observe my surroundings once more. Just sort of observe the environment. See what's going on. Maybe I missed some instructions on the back of this shampoo bottle, on the back of this face wash nonsense. Maybe, dude, maybe. It's the worst. I need to like invent some sort of sensor that detects when I'm entering a bathroom without my phone. So when I sit down, so I can retaliate, you know, before I sit down. Because once I sit down, it's over. I'm not getting back up, dude. I'm not getting back up. Even if I'm just urinating, I'm not getting back up. I'm sorry. It is what it is, dude. I will sit there until my legs go numb. I don't know if that's healthy, but I mean, I do that all the time. I do that all the time, dude. I spend most of my day in the bathroom. But like I said, it's your place of peace. The bathroom is where you should feel most at ease. That is your most vulnerable position, but it is also your most comforting, your most relaxed position. At least for me, dude. Sitting on that toilet, peaceful and quiet. It is the best, the absolute best, when you're home alone in the middle of the day, you're home alone and you're just in the bathroom, quiet, pure, blissful, quiet, just relaxed on the toilet, pooping your brains out, dude. It's the best. Good Lord. The absolute best. You know, I was thinking, I was reminiscing while on the toilet, thinking about my days in Los Angeles, my life in California. I remember there was this one place, this one fast food place. I guess it's not really fast food. I guess it's just a diner. This one place called, it was called Tams. Tams is what it was called. Good Lord, dude. My God, they sold the absolute best chili cheese fries I have ever tasted. To this day, I haven't eaten a single meal of chili cheese fries that have even come close to Tam's, dude. It's actually ridiculous. I don't know if they put like crack in it or something, but it was so good. It was ridiculous. And they would give you a lot of it too. It was a load of it, dude. Really, it was a lot. And I haven't eaten there in years, but I still find myself just remembering those chili cheese fries. I want to find a spot that sells good chili cheese fries out here in Georgia, but I cannot. I can't do it, dude. Everywhere I go that sells chili cheese fries, it's always... I'm sorry. It just does not compete. I don't know if Tam's has set my standards a bit too high, and now everything, even if it does taste good, it just will never be able to reach that level. You know what I mean? I have been spoiled on Tam's, so now everything that is even just slightly minusculely worse than Tam's tastes like trash to me. It's unfortunate. It's a blessing and a curse. I have been blessed to try Tam's chili cheese fries, but now I am cursed to only liking Tam's chili cheese fries. It's unfortunate, dude. They also sold really good pastrami sandwiches. Their pastrami sandwiches were really good, dude. Really good. It was so good. My parents wanted to try and like recreate it, but I'm sorry, but Tam's just cannot be beat, dude. It cannot be beat. It's the same deal with the chili cheese fries out here. I haven't really found a good place that sells a good pastrami sandwich, except for Tam's, dude, and that's all the way out in California. So, I mean, it is what it is, except their burgers. Their burgers were trash. I gotta say that. The burgers were not their strong suit, unfortunately. Their pastrami sandwiches and their chili cheese fries and their breakfast. Their breakfast was really good, but their burgers, oh my God. It was so bad. Their burgers are really bad. They give you a really thin patty that's like cooked into oblivion. It's so dry. It's so dry, it may as well be a hockey putt. It's actually ridiculous. Dude. I don't know how they allowed that nonsense. I don't know how they made their pastrami so good, their chili cheese fries so good, their breakfast so good, and they fumbled so hard on burgers, dude. Burgers of all things. That's like a staple in American diners. Just a nice classic burger. And it is so bad. It is so bad. I'm sorry. That's the one thing. The one thing from them that I really didn't like. Their burgers were really bad. They're really bad. In my opinion, at least. There's another place. Another place. I don't know if it's like a West Coast only thing. But I have not seen a single Chili Verde in Georgia. I haven't seen a single one. They were all over the place in California. I don't know if it's just like a West Coast only a little franchise thing, but I haven't seen any out here in Georgia. I might not be looking hard enough. I don't know, but Chili Verde, ooh, dude, my God, California food, man, it was some good stuff. Chili Verde, they called them wet burritos, just big burritos covered in, like, I guess, some, like, chili sauce or some nonsense. It was really good, dude, really good. My God, if you live in California or wherever Chili Verdes are, and you haven't tried their wet burrito, dude, go try it. It is so good. The beef one, man, ground beef wet burrito. Oh, my God. They were big, too. They were really big. I would usually, like, cut them in half. One half of it would satisfy me, and then I would save the other half for the next day, or I would share it with someone because it was so big. Good Lord. I think that's what we did a lot. We were a lot younger, and they were so big, my dad would just order one for both me and my sister, just cut it in half, and it was like pretty much, that was it, dude. We were good for the rest of the day. It was so big, it's crazy, man. I get these cravings sometimes where I crave these wet burritos, but I'm like, I can't find a Chili Verde out here, dude. I can't find one. They might be out here. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough out here in Georgia, but I haven't found one, man. Have a vowel one. Good Lord. There's this other thing that that was sold in California in like gas stations and whatnot. And what's that one store in California? I think it was called Payless. I think it was called Payless. There were these little bottle candy things called Lucas. Lucas, specifically the mango kind. Lucas is like the name of the brand, and then it has like different flavors of Lucas. It's like a powder candy, And the one I liked a lot was the mango one, dude. They sell it on Amazon because I wanted them so badly out here in Georgia. I went to Amazon, and they do sell them on Amazon. I got scammed. I got scammed one time. Someone sent me some old Lucas, and my God, it was like a paste, dude. It was just stuck together. It's supposed to be grainy candy with like the consistency of sand. It's supposed to be loose like that. You know what I mean? They sent me these individual bottles. It was just sticky. It just a sticky mess, dude. It's like someone just like poured water in it, shook it up, and just left it in the sun for about 5 months. It was so bad. I was like, dude, are you kidding me? And I spent like 10, 15 bucks on that nonsense because of the shipping and whatnot. And I'm like, dude, I can't believe this. And it takes a while to get here, too. It took like a week or some nonsense, a couple weeks. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Good God, I threw that whole thing away and I ordered the right one. I ordered the correct one and it came in and it was really good, dude. But Lucas candy, I remember, I think someone told me it contains lead. Now, I don't know how true that is. I don't know how true that is, but someone told me that it has lead in it. Some dude, one of my sister's boyfriends, I think, he told me, we were walking. This was when we were in California. We were walking and an ice cream truck came by and he was selling Lucas and I got one. And he's looking at me and he was like, you know that stuff has lead in it, right? And I'm like, huh? Lead? What are you talking about, dude? Who put pencil lead in this stuff? I was like 8 years old or some nonsense, dude. I was like, well, lead? Someone put some pencil shavings in this mess? What's going on here, buddy? I don't know, man. Someone said they contain a lot of lead. You might want to stop eating them. I don't know how true that is. Maybe they do contain lead. I don't know, but it didn't stop me from eating it. I'm still fine now. I didn't really do any research into that. If it does contain lead, then, I mean, I guess it is what it is, man. It still tastes good, at least. I don't know, but if it does contain lead, don't eat it, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't know if it does or doesn't. That was just one guy, and that was a few years ago, and I have been eating them for, like, years at this point. So if it does contain lead, I may be on my last legs. I don't know. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you very much for listening. But before we go, we must recommend a song. We must. It's an absolute must, dude. And the song we're going to recommend on this fine day, is Fathom Infinite Depth by Arc Spire. Fathom Infinite Depth by Arc Spire, dude. Really good song. The intro to that song, my God, try singing along to that song, dude. Have fun. Good Lord. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it on social media. Let your friends know it exists. And be on the lookout for the next one. Thank you very much for listening. And I will see you all later. Goodbye.